The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
An official welcome back to the Pixie Dust podcast. Our apologies for a delay. There's been some things going on, and I don't know if you know about this, but there is a pandemic about us. We have officially gotten set up in our own home studios. Erica Murphy joining me from her bunker. I am in mine, and we are here to talk a little bit of Disney World, which I know for me is a therapeutic thing to do in a time like this. And Erica, glad that we finally got this all set up. We're all fancy with our nice little home microphones and headphones, and we're sitting on the couch, basically.
Yeah, it was like Christmas. I couldn't wait to, like, unwrap it and play with it, and it's very exciting.
Yeah, it's not very often as an adult you get a new toy like that, and you take it out and see what you can do with it. So we are all set up, and we are ready to talk about Disney, and I've been kind of wrestling with this a little bit because I work in the business of news. Like, my day job is a radio show, which is a news talk show. And this is a very hard thing to muddle through. And Disney, for me, it's really caused me to reflect on what the idea of going to Disney World really means to me, because it is a happy place. It, you know, the idea that there is somebody right now riding Dumbo with their little kiddo warms my heart and makes me think about the next time I am going to be doing the same thing. And it's not happening right now because Disney World is closed. And you know, the last time we recorded an episode of this podcast, would we have thought that we would be this far into a shutdown? Oh my gosh, no. Like, this is a really, really big shocker. But I think when you prioritize all of these things and you're thinking about the people in your family that could be affected by this, possibly the way you would be personally affected by this, it's just one more opportunity to assess the priorities that we have in our lives. And also think about those things that make us happy. Think about the things that we use to entertain ourselves, to kind of self-medicate without the actual medication. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's Disney World. Erica, I know that's the same thing for you, but my mind often trails off to Disney World, and the fact that it's shut down kind of, it hurts my heart a bit. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk a little bit about it today. And then after this episode, we will come back with further episodes where we will update you on what's going on. But we're going to get back to talking about Disney World-esque type of things, because I think that people do need that outlet right now. And we would love to be that for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Erica, you've been Erica is a travel agent with Magic Expeditions, and you can reach Erica at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, at magicexpeditions.com. Erica, what's it like to be a travel agent when Disney World shuts down and you have been building these vacations for people who, you know, I know I have 109 days as of today until my family vacation with my parents. You count down forever, and then, you know, in some cases, people found out they were supposed to leave the next day, and it's insane.
Yeah. And, you know, you become really connected with your clients when you do. I mean, that's how we became our, you know, really close friends. And, you know, you really develop relationships with your clients. And, it's been one of the most challenging times, for me personally, because, you know, people have been saving and saving and saving and for something like this to happen. And then to kind of, you know, it's my job to be the expert, and it's my job to be that person. And right now, I don't know. We don't know. We don't have all the answers. So, you know, just trying to be that advocate for my clients and being there for them through this. One of the most heartbreaking ones, I had a family who was leaving the day after, and she's a podcast listener, so I hope she's listening. They were leaving the very next day, and they were driving, and she called me, and she was like, Erica, dude, is this going to happen? Are we going to go? And I'm like, Disney never shuts down. It shut down for 9/11 for like a day. Like, it's fine. Like, you're not, like, it's going to be fine. And it turns out it very much wasn't fine. And her little grandson, he was 5 years old. He was learning how to count on the number of sleeps until Disney. And so I had to be like, and he was like, you know, how many sleeps? Like, we're going. Like, it's one more sleep. Like, we're going. And she's like, no, we're not going. So it's been really emotional. It's been really, just hearing those stories has been really hard for me as a travel agent, knowing that I can only do so much, that we can all only do so much. But you know, I watch all the boards. I'm constantly looking at, we have, you know, a Disney travel agent, email that comes out. Like I'm constantly looking for information, and we're just all kind of at this holding pattern right now where, we just don't know.
And I think too, Erica, that if I am like you in that regard, I don't get all of the same information that you do, because being a travel agent, you get a lot of this stuff, I guess, ahead of time. And I read it probably from people who are getting information mm-hmm. like you're getting. I read what they write about it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everybody is looking for any just yeah. crack in the door that shows it, just a glimmer, a small amount of light that shows us what's going to happen next. And it's like anything that makes you even feel good about hanging your hat on that yeah. peg for the night, people are grasping onto. And I think that's okay. I mean, we all do mm-hmm. have to find something that gives us hope and, yeah. and looking forward to the day when Disney World reopens, because listen, Disney World is going to reopen.
Oh my God.
Like it's going yeah. to be there. The right. question is, when is it going to be safe? Mm-hmm. And, you know, when it's going to be safe for one family might not be the same time it's safe for another right. family. So there will be a lot of personal decisions that go into rebooking. Mm-hmm. There is a slew of questions that are out there, and they're the same questions that Erica and I have. You know, mm-hmm. like, how are they gonna allow people to come? Are they still gonna have the max capacity that they had before? Mm-hmm. Are they still gonna allow people to come in the park without further screening? Are the parks gonna be more crowded or less crowded when they reopen? Are people mm-hmm. gonna all be rebooking their vacations from March and April and potentially May to immediately when the park reopens again? Are they gonna open it in, phases where I've read that potentially Epcot won't open. You know, from some speculation that maybe they'll leave Epcot shut down. And I mean, like, there's just so much speculation out there right now. And I think that speculating is fine, and speculating gives your mind something else to think about right now. Mm-hmm. But for the purpose of our podcast today, I want to ask you, Erica, about some positive things that you have heard and positive yeah. things that you've seen. And also, like, let's talk about what makes Disney World so missable? Like, what makes it so important to you and to me that when it's closed, there's a hole in our heart? There's something missing about it. Mm-hmm. I want to know where that comes from for you, because, you know, we've talked to you as a travel agent with Magic Expeditions, and we know that you've been since you were little, but there are certain things, I'm sure, mm-hmm. that stick out in your mind a little bit more than others, where Disney has created this, you know, mouse-shaped hole in your heart that's mm-hmm. missing right now. What are those things for you, Erica?
Well, and I think one of the things that kind of sums all of that up is, you know, they do have the feeds and there's all the blogs that come out there, but there is a group of essential workers that are still in the park right now. And every single day in the Magic Kingdom, they will still raise the flag every single day, even though nobody is in there. And I think that action speaks to the organization as what their ethics are, and that's what I love so much about Disney, that, you know, it's not just a theme park for me. It's all those little touches that go into the magic, and having that respect, having that, you know,
like a commitment. Putting
that, exactly. And they're still doing that every single day. And that to me, you know, fills that hole up just a little bit. And, you know, the fact that, like, let's be honest, like, it's a business. We know everybody is losing money right now. Disney is losing money every single day. We know that. They are still not ignoring the guest experience, which is yeah. really important to me, too. So, you know, being a travel agent, it's like I said, it's challenging on the side to where I develop these relationships with my client, but it's also kind of gives me a little hope to know that I can be the advocate for those people, that when they're so frustrated and they're so upset about their dream vacation now is just postponed, the last thing that they want is to sit on hold for, there was hours. One day I was on hold for 8.5 hours one day, that, you know, just trying to get through. And can you imagine being so distraught about your vacation and then having to do that? So just knowing that I get to take that little piece off of their plate and kind of just say, look, this is happening. I'm here for you. I'm your advocate. I'm going to be here every step of the way. Get their refunds, get them rebooked. Disney is taking care of all the guests. And if you were affected by this shutdown, they are offering free dining. And I had one, another podcast listener. They were supposed
Thanks,
to
everybody
go.
For listening.
Yeah, exactly. I love you guys. Her family is going in the fall, and we saved them like $1,700 with the free dining and the new dates. So, you know, just kind of taking those negatives and spinning it into a positive that, you know, maybe you can save a little money, and, you know, it just extends the excitement of the planning that much longer.
Yeah, I want to talk about that a little bit, because there's a difference between trying to book a trip to Disney World right now and rebooking a trip that had to be canceled.
Yeah.
But, you know, one of the things that is part of the Disney way is taking any sort of misstep, any sort of mistake, anything that isn't even Disney's fault. And yes, I don't feel like I have to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. Coronavirus is not actually Disney's fault. But if you're losing thousands of dollars, or if you're losing a vacation and your grandson is saying you've got five sleeps, so you go to see Mickey Mouse, like, oh, kill me, just straight, right in the heart. Yeah. Unbelievable. They will take opportunities, every opportunity they can, to take that moment that has turned everything upside down for you, and they will actually, you know, when you're on a normal Disney World vacation, they will make your Disney World vacation better for what had happened. Mm-hmm. So if something goes wrong, you will look back on the negative thing that happened and see how your vacation actually became more magical. That is something mm-hmm. that warms my heart greatly, because that's not the way the world works. Mm-mm. You know, if you're out and about and you go to a restaurant, or if you go to a store, if something doesn't get shipped the way it's supposed to be, it's always a hassle. You might still get a resolution at the end, but it is not a pleasant experience. Disney World's customer service and guest experiences is so over the top dedicated to making sure that they treat you more than right. Mm-hmm. That I've heard a lot of people in the rebooking process saying, like, you know, they're not happy it happened, but they're like, I can exhale. Yeah. Okay. We'll do this another time. And then, of course, the free dining that you're talking about, can you kind of explain for people what that entails for people who have had to cancel their vacations, who maybe aren't aware of this?
Yeah. So as of right now, anything that was canceled, they had automatically issued a refund. So if you didn't call and say, you know what, I was supposed to go April 5th, if you didn't call them, they automatically refunded all those trips. So what you would need to do is you would call back and just have your original reservation number. And that's certainly something, if you didn't work with a travel agent previously, you certainly can do that now. And there is a separate agent line that we can get through for you. We just need your reservation number, and then they'll book a new reservation. And how it works is, for moderate and value resorts, you get free quick service dining, which is the two quick service meals, two snacks, refillable mug. And for the deluxe resorts, you get the standard dining. And with any of those, you can always upgrade them to the next tier. So if you're staying at a moderate and you want the standard dining, you can always do that too. And honestly, if you were booked during spring break, you're going to pay peak pricing because it's spring break.
Yeah.
Now canceled. If you reschedule for the fall, it's technically off peak. So not only are you going to save money on the dining, but you're also going to save money on the room. So, and because it's a new reservation, they'll just refund your previous reservation and then start over.
Yeah. And you can, so if somebody didn't, if they book their vacation on their own and they were staying at one resort, and you know, maybe it becomes a situation where if they can go in the fall and they're going to save so much money, they would actually be more comfortable in a moderate resort versus a value, or maybe they were getting two rooms before to accommodate the family. They could consolidate into one room if they have five people in the family, whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. If they booked it themselves, can they reach out to you, and can you kind of take what they have? Like, can you walk them through? You can say, like, give me your confirmation number and I'll take care of the rest for you.
Absolutely. If it's been canceled. So if they already have the new reservation, then we can't touch it. But if they were affected by the change and their reservation was canceled and they have not rebooked yet, they can certainly reach out. And honestly, you know, I love what I do. I mean, yes, you know, we're in it for sales and we do all this stuff, but I truly love what I do. So even if you already have something booked and you have questions or you just need somebody to vent to, reach out to me, even just with questions. I had, you know, somebody else that there's nothing I could do. Disney cracked down. They're not letting me transfer their reservation. So I can't physically do anything, but I can help answer questions and I can help give advice and just kind of be that advocate on the sidelines, like cheering them on or helping them. Yeah. And I'm happy to do that because I know it's, you know, it's overwhelming when you plan a Disney vacation to begin with all the planning, and then to do something like this where your plans are completely thrown out the window, you know, it can be hard. So just having somebody that you can just call, I'm happy to be that person, more than happy to be that person.
A great way to connect with Erica is on her Facebook page, Erica Murphy Magic Expeditions. Erica is E-R-I-K-A. You can also email her it's Erica, E-R-I-K-A, at magicexpeditions.com. Mm-hmm. You can also message her through Facebook if that's your thing. That's my thing. That's how I like to communicate with people. But I think, so if you had your vacation canceled and you haven't done anything yet, and there are probably... I know that I would be in a position to be like, I would be so frustrated and so mad that I'd be pulled in two different directions. I want to get back and booked as soon as possible, and I'm mad and frustrated, and I don't want to do this to myself again, and I might want to take a hot second and, you know, wait for the moment where I can fully exhale before I dive into this again. If you had booked your trip and it was, because Disney is automatically canceling trips through what, do you know? What's the date?
I don't know. I believe it's through the end of April.
April.
I've had some people reach out for May too, that they are offering the free dining through May as well, but I don't know that they're automatically canceling.
Okay.
So I can look into that.
So, but if you've had your trip canceled, or is Disney helping people? Like, if you had your trip in early May and maybe you're not comfortable.
Yes.
Even like you know, I've talked before about my friend who you've helped book for. They have a child who's immunocompromised. The chances of them wanting to go to Disney World, because they went in February, the chances of them wanting to go to Disney World right now are slim to none, because they're not going to want to go out there and be among all of those people if it were to open in May. So is Disney working with those people as well to rebook?
Yeah, absolutely. Through May. And they aren't taking any reservations before June 1st. So, I mean, at this point, none of us know where this is going to go. I mean, we're in the Midwest and they're talking about, you know, how it's just now hitting us. So we don't really know what to expect. But with all the signs are pointing to a June 1st possible opening, because they're not taking any reservations new or changed before June 1st. So, I mean, but again, there could be, at this point, I'm not saying I could even assume anything, because at this point, you know, things that I never thought would happen have happened. So, you know, it could get extended through June. We don't know. But as
they
of
could,
right now.
And they could potentially do soft openings for other things in the middle of May to late May.
Right.
Or maybe Disney Springs and some of the resorts open up for locals and, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you follow me on my Facebook page, the second that any of that comes out, I try and update as much as possible. Today I put out the Disney churro recipe because that made me very happy. And they are doing little things, like they're on the Disney Park app. They're releasing stuff every day, like a little inside of the magic. So they'll do, like, they had a little thing about Space Mountain, and today they have the official Disney recipe for park churros. And so they're doing just little fun things like that to kind of bring the magic to your home. One of my favorite things has been to watch quarantine videos just from, you know, like the guy in Italy with the clink, 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 clink in the mirror. But a lot of the Disney videos have been, you know, so much fun just watching families, you know, put together Splash Mountain in their house and throw a glass of water in their dad's face. So, you know, just things like that. Those have been, and
I'm
try
do
to
do that to
my
husband right now, not tell him what I'm doing.
Please do.
See if he's excited for that as he used to be on Splash Mountain.
Like Splash Mountain.
I'll be like Splash Mountain, Jared, obviously. you know, I think I've read in the Facebook groups that I'm in, I've read people who, you know, are on, like, I'm in a DVC Facebook group, which is Disney Vacation Club. It's Disney's version of a timeshare. I'm in an annual pass holder Facebook group. And when I'm reading these things, I saw somebody post something that said, you know, I'm an annual pass holder, or maybe they're a DVC. And they said, you know, I bought an annual pass, or I'm a DVC member, because I wanted to be able to slow down my trips to Disney so that when I was there, I didn't feel like I had to do everything at once because I knew that if you're an annual pass holder or if you're a DVC person, you're going to come back. And they kind of made the point that they felt like they might have taken a little bit of that for granted when they had been there in the past, just because you never ever think it's going to not be there, but that how the next trip that they take is going to be the best trip they've ever had. Yeah. To be able to take in the rides, or, you know, if you're somebody who's maybe not as much of a ride person, you might ride some of the rides next time because you're back. You're back at Disney World. And if it is your happy place, like it's my happy place, you're going to want to experience those things and just know that this like living, breathing place that you're sharing with so many people, which obviously is like the problem right now. But the fact that you are part of this big thing that is dedicated to genuinely spreading happiness, that it's going to be different to go back now and see this place as another living, breathing thing and to participate in that. It's going to be different than it has before. And I kind of feel, you know, I've only been, I guess in the last 2 years, I've been three times. We've taken an annual trip for the last 2 years with my family. And then my husband and I went at the end of January this year, just like a 4-day long weekend to look into buying DVC. And it's weird to think about being back there so recently and like still how long ago that feels like and how long ago it really, really wasn't. I mean, we're just in the beginning part of April right now. And
March lasted forever.
So. It did. It was the longest March in the history of marches.
Yeah.
You know, just I think that everyone's going to look at something like this. Everything. You're going to look at everything in your life differently once you get back to, you know, air quotes, normal, whatever normal looks like. You know, I was talking with my producer on my radio show about how we are really changing the way we live in the sense that when we go, like, for instance, if we go back to Disney World, we're going to sanitize ourselves a lot more. We're going to have hand sanitizer. Yeah. We're going to use that a lot more. We're going to wash our hands with soap and water more often and longer. We're going to do the full 20 seconds. And the idea of, like, not touching your face as much and not making physical contact with things as much. Like, I have a feeling that if you have lived through this experience, I think I've heard that it takes 21 days to establish or break a habit. And we're into 21 days of being very conscious of how we behave, how we interact with one another. And also, I think that we also have the ability to value our interaction because we don't have it. It's, you know, the absence makes the heart grow fonder, where we can miss this and want it back. And when we get back together and it will feel normal, we will behave a little bit differently, but we will also value our ability to be with one another even more, especially in Disney World.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we have our trip planned in June, and
is that still as of right now, still as planned?
As of right now, it's still as planned. I was talking to my husband. Well, you know, we have had a lot of time to talk lately. I'm really looking at the silver lining at everything I do, because otherwise I'm such an emotional person. This would just bog me down. But, you know, the times that we've had to just sit there and talk over dinner, the times that we've had to spend with our son, it's been really, really lovely is the silver lining to all this. But we were talking about our trip. And, you know, my mom and my aunt were going, and my aunt has had some health issues in the past, and she's had a staph infection in the past, and so her immune system is already compromised. So we had a long talk about, is this going to be safe for her? Even if everything does open up in June, is this going to be a smart decision to go? So as of right now, it's still on the table, but we need to pray about it. We need to think about it and just really think, is this going to be a smart decision? Do I want to bring my one-year-old? I mean, I don't know. You know, it's just a lot of things that are up in the air. My heart really wants to be like, I've waited so long. I want to get his first haircut there and I want to do all this. But then, you know, like you said, this is our new normal. You have to stop and think, what is my head going to tell me to do? You know, is this, if it does open June 1st, is 20 days going to be enough to give us that sense of this is going to be safe, or is it not worth the risk? Because, you know, I mean, health is way more important to us than this trip.
Well, everybody's going through this. You have to listen to your heart and you have to listen to your head at the same time. And, you know, one of the things that I've emphasized too, specifically on my radio show, is that this idea of social distancing and shutting everything down, while it's very hard to see what it's doing to people who are losing their jobs, who are being furloughed, who are taking pay cuts and have a little bit more of an economic worry about them right now. Mm-hmm. That every day that we dedicate to ourselves, you know, it's April 8th when we're recording this right now, Wednesday, April 8th. Every day that we are dedicating ourselves to flattening the curve, slowing the spread, using an abundance of caution. I mean, it's like coronavirus bingo up in here right now. when you are dedicating yourself to being part of this huge social effort to pause this thing right now to make sure that we can handle what is coming to us, we're also giving our experts time to find treatments, to develop vaccines. And that's the game changer here. That's the thing that, you know, like, we can't even possibly imagine. I mean, I was in Disney World on February 4th, and it is April 8th, and Disney World is closed, and it's been closed for, what, weeks?
Yeah, so, it was March 18th,
March 18th. So when you consider June 1st or even May 1st, which is 23 days from right now, and you consider how much time that is, you add each one of those days to what the experts are working on right now, you add a season change where, you know, how does this virus going to react to, you know, the Florida heat and the Midwestern heat that we live in here in the St. Louis region. How is this virus going to evolve or stop itself in this process? We just don't know. So the fretting over it, to me, I'm almost like, I'm going to watch some Disney YouTube videos. I'm going to find out what the best places to eat breakfast in 2020 are from AJ at Disney Food Blog. I'm going to watch some of my favorite, you know, daily vloggers who have YouTube channels where they're still giving me a little bit of taste of what Orlando is like and what Disney is like. And I'm going to continue to enjoy Disney for what Disney has provided me. And that is a safe place, a place where I can think about my family, where I can be with my family, even if it's at home and we're watching Disney Plus. We're in the middle of Marvel right now, Mom Confession. They are in the process of watching Iron Man 3 right now. And I was like, I have to go record a podcast, kid. So I will be right back. And they're like, how long, Mom? How long will it take? And I'm like, just a little bit. Bye. So we are going through our second Marvel Cinematic Universe run. I made sure I was there for Thor, and I will be back for the additional Thors because it's my duty as a mom.
Correct, yes.
As a woman to make sure that everybody is good when they're watching Thor.
Yes, that I can get behind.
I haven't missed any of the Thors yet. And I'm a real big fan of Iron Man, too, but Iron Man also, I should say. But, I mean, there are things that we can do, and we're all coping, and Disney is honestly my coping mechanism because this is kind of one of those topics where my worlds collide because, again, I do a daily radio show about news and politics, so I am up to my eyeballs in this stuff when no coronavirus is around, you know, elections and campaigns, and whether you're on one side of the issue or the other, I don't really care. But, you know, that's my job to be to aware of what's going on. And this stuff has, like, leveled it up to 10, and it's hard to steep yourself in it. And everybody else is, you know, if you are fortunate enough to still have your job, your lifestyle is not the same. If you're still going to work, there's no traffic on the roads when you're going there, or you are at risk when you're going to work. If you're a grocery store worker, if you're working extra hours to try to save pennies so you could go take that Disney World trip, and now you're wondering if it's even going to be there, the stress is mounting so incredibly much on everybody that I just want to encourage people to dive deep into what makes Disney special to you and stay there and live in that safe space. Because to me, the idea of being at Disney World is a safe space in my head. And I'm not going to let go of that. Like, that coronavirus does not get to take that away from me.
Yes. No, absolutely. And, you know, I have lots of memories at Disney, which I'm very, very, very grateful for. And it is hard to think about, you know, what memories am I going to miss if we don't take this trip? You know, but like you said, just really focusing on those memories and such a different appreciation when we go back. And there hasn't been a whole lot kind of leaked, I guess, so to speak, about what is going to be the new normal when it comes back. But Bob Iger did an interview yesterday, and he mentioned about possibly doing temperature scans when you go back in. You know, there's been some talk about crowd control. Are they going to be at the same capacity? So you know, we're just at this point. Obviously, these conversations are being had by the team at Disney, and, you know, just kind of staying on top of what that information is, but, you know, keeping that pixie dust, if you will, the little bit of the magic is what I've loved. All these videos that have come out, and the Dapper Dans did, you know, from their homes, and, you know, just kind of keeping that magic at your home has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, one of the things too that Bob Iger was saying in that interview was he compared it to 9/11, and he said, you know, the world understood, certainly the United States understood, after 9/11 that things were going to be different. And in addition to that, not just understanding that things are going to be different, the guest expects them to be different. Like, if you're somebody who is in Disney World after this is all over, you want to have the confidence that Disney World has taken the precautions to make sure you're safe in there. In every capacity that came after 9/11, there were safety measures that needed to be addressed. But in this situation as well, you want to know that while you are in Disney World, that you are, in fact, safe. And so when Disney implements whatever they're going to implement, and, you know, like, I can think around the logistics of all of the potential ideas that they might have for people, and it sounds like a logistical nightmare, but it's not my job to figure it out. It's there. So I'm going to let that be theirs, and I'm going to go watch Thor again. But when you think about how you're walking up to the Magic Kingdom and you've got your stroller and you've got your other kids who are just running, you know, like, I think about the first time we went to Magic Kingdom when we returned, my husband was like literally skipping into the Magic Kingdom up to, you know, scan our fingers and get our scan our magic bands, because there's just a happiness about it.
Yeah.
You need to not have whatever you implement from the time you were walking up there to the time you're staring at Cinderella Castle. You need to have whatever they put in place there, not hinder that happiness. And I think that what you'll have is an expectation of the guests going in there that those things will be taken into consideration, that Disney will be certain to secure the safety, the health measures that need to go in, the sanitization, that they will even more increase over what they were doing to begin with, because this is like one of the cleanest places on the planet anyway. And that was a Walt Disney expectation, like, from the jump, was cleanliness and sanitation. But when you go to an airport, if you could just walk into an airport and get on a plane, you wouldn't feel safe. TSA, getting screened, it's not fun, but you get it and you understand it, you respect it, and you appreciate it. And I think that, you know, when Bob Iger was talking about this, he's like, we need to find the balance between providing the guest the expectation and the respect of making sure they know that we take their safety, we respect it, and we take it seriously enough that when they come into our parks, they can leave all of those worries behind and fully enjoy themselves. And I think that that's a valuable thing. Even if it does become a little bit of a hindrance, I think it's a valuable thing.
Well, and I think that's going to be the new normal. And I think that there's so many things, even at Disney right now, that they've taken care of that you don't think about. Like, how convenient is it to not have to struggle to find a room key? You know, little things like that. You have a magic band. You don't have to bring your wallet down with you to the pool. You have everything on the one little band. Like, there's so many things that they've thought about without you even realizing that they've thought about, you know, the trash cans that are strategically placed throughout the park, and, you know, how the different feels and the smells look, and you know, there's all these things. And I think that this is just going to be another added layer to that. There's going to be so much that they're doing that we don't know about and maybe not even notice, because it's just going to be like, duh, like, this is, of course there's extra hand sanitizers, of course they're, you know, doing chemicals, spraying every night, you know, that kind of thing. And I think a lot of it's going to be behind the scenes that is just, this is just going to be our new normal. This is going to be, you know, the new magic band.
I remember hearing when the airlines were talking about ways that they were cleaning their cabins, and everyone's going, how were you cleaning them before?
You didn't do that before? Well, awesome.
Why is this is new? Gross.
Yeah. Well, that's what I had people that were going even in early March and was like, should we go? And I'm like, honestly, if I were going to fly, like, now would be the time that I would want to fly, because they're taking all these extra precautions and they're, you know, an airplane is a petri dish to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, now they're actually cleaning. Like, yes, if I'm going to fly, I want to be on a plane right now.
But I saw a story that said Southwest Airlines flew 56 ghost flights, which is, I guess, just 56 yeah. flights that had nobody on the plane. But they had to relocate the plane from point A to point B because point B had to go to point Z.
Yeah.
And nobody on them.
Yeah. So. It's weird. It's going to be interesting once things start to open back up and kind of see what that looks like. And like I said, I'm at the point now where a month ago I would have speculated, and now I can't even almost. So for my guests that are looking to me for answers, I have, you know, Ryan, who's on your show, has called me a couple times and is like, so what is this? And I'm like, honestly, I don't even, because
his trip
going,
is the last week of May.
Yeah. And so it's like, you know, we're hoping at this point, but we don't, I think it's probably going to end up being canceled, but I don't even want to speculate at this point, because I would have never thought, even 4 weeks ago, I would have never thought that we would be here. And so it's my job as his agent to listen to those questions, be that person. Be honest with all my clients. I've said, you know, I don't have all the answers. I don't know. And I will do my best to find whatever answers, but just kind of, I'm that person. You don't have to sit on hold for 2 hours to talk to me. So just kind of, you know, we're all in this together, that I'm just as heartbroken when I speak to these clients about having to cancel their trips, I think, than they are, because, you know, I know the back end of the struggle of what they've done to get to that trip, and having to have that conversation and say, you know, this isn't going to happen. You know, you survived a horrible disease and this was your celebration and now you're not going to be able to go. Like, mm-hmm. I know the backstories behind it. They're not just a number. They're not just a reservation. And it's like, I'm happy to be that punching bag. I'm happy to just vent to and just say, you know, I don't have the answers, but I'm here for you, whatever that answer may be. And so it's been challenging, and, you know, well, I don't know what the next 4 weeks are going to hold. I can only imagine that they're probably going to change a million times over again as we go through this. And, you know, we're just taking it day at a time and just doing what we can with what we have.
And I would add here, if I may, and you can tell me to stop and I'll just like edit this out of the podcast, but you've got some extra time on your hands right now, and yeah. you know what people are going through right now, because yeah. you've been furloughed, and mm-hmm. you know, you've been told how valued you are at, mm-hmm. at your work, but you took a new job, and unfortunate timing, I guess, yeah. that this is the way this goes down. Are you okay with me bringing that up and explaining to people that you've got the time on your hands to help them at this
yeah.
time answer
yeah.
those questions, that people can reach out to you and discuss it, and you really grasp what they're losing if they're unsure of what's going to happen, or if they were thinking about taking a vacation, the uncertainty that exists there, the financial questions, the value in having you at the other end there that mm-hmm. understands that it might actually be preferable, depending on somebody else's financial situation right now, that they do rebook later, yeah. save a boatload of money,
yeah.
with a deal that might be out there. And doesn't Disney have incentives out now, like room discounts or whatever for June?
There is. Yeah. For the general public, it's up to 25% off room discount. That was before all this happened. I think they just extended it. But again, here I go speculating after I said I wouldn't speculate. I don't even know if I could say this, but I'm going to, their fiscal year ends September 30th. So they are trying to do whatever they can to save this year. So for any of the people that were affected by this change, they get the free dining with the caveat that they have to book by September 30th. So I think that they're trying to just save this year. I would be shocked if they didn't release something for the general public once we have kind of all these people that were affected by this taken out. Once they have, they're going to want to fill to whatever capacity or whatever the new normal may be, they're going to want to entice people to get back. So I would assume that another promo is going to come out, but again, I'm not speculating.
But if somebody books with what's out there right now and a new promo goes out, tell me how that works. So that what does somebody need to have right now to book a trip? And if they want to secure the absolute best deal, my understanding has always been, book now, put your down payment, which is not very much money compared to what you're going to spend on. That's a very small percentage of what you're going to actually spend on the trip, likely. Mm-hmm. But that you can always help them. Whatever the best deal is between now and when they travel, or now and a specific time period before they travel, they will still be able to access the best deal that becomes available.
Absolutely. And up until 30 days before you pay, and that's something I didn't mention earlier, too, that they have changed where typically now you have the $200 reservation, and then 30 days before you travel is when that balance is due. They've changed it now to where any reservations that are falling during this craziness in May and June, they're not making you pay until 7 days before, which is nice because in case you were needed to move or change anything, you have, you know, a little more of a window. But if you book with that $200, if a new promotion comes out, so the summer, if they do say, hey, we're going to release this promo for the fall, even if you already have a reservation in place, we can still apply the discount to your current reservation. So I have somebody else that they were supposed to go this month in April, and they're not going to be able to go, obviously. So she didn't want to take advantage of the free dining. They wanted to go over Halloween. So we're hoping that maybe a promo will come out. So we already have her booked. She has her room so that we can make sure we secure them in a standard room to get the lowest price. Because that's the other thing, is once those rooms are already taken, then they're gone. So we have her room already secured. And then if a promo does come out this summer, we can apply it to her already reservation.
And her cost obligation just goes down.
Correct. Because she already, well, and she had her whole, she had her, the portion that was paid, because they paid some of it on gift cards and they were paying little by little each month. So that whole transferred over to her new reservation too. So, but that was kind of a different situation. But the moral of that is, if there's a promo that comes out, we can always apply it afterwards.
I have friends who booked a trip and they didn't book with an agent. And I know that there are people listening right now who have booked trips without agents, and they're fully capable of doing it.
Yeah.
I am fully capable of doing it. Like, if I'm going on a trip, I have spreadsheets that I've developed because I'm a geek. And I like spreadsheets and I like color coding things, but, you know, I understand the ins and outs of booking a Disney World trip, but I still use Erica because Erica is still made aware of things before I get to them. Like I said earlier in this episode, I will know most of the things Erica knows, but she knows them before I do. And when you have promotions that come out that have a limited inventory of rooms that can be booked up, time matters. So if it gets around to me within 36 hours of a promotion being out, you would think, like, oh, if there's a big sale going on and it's going to be going on for a while, it's really going on, generally speaking, with Disney while the inventory is still available. What time do you get your info in the morning?
Typically around 4 a.m.
Good grief. It's the middle of the night. Sorry. I'm not checking my emails at 4 a.m. even if I was getting the info. And I don't need to. And that's the beauty of it, because you were there. And if you know what somebody is doing, you've planned out their trip with them. The beauty about this is that if Erica sees a promo that fits your vacation, because she knows it, she just gets you the savings.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost you. I should have said this. I'm burying the lead here. It doesn't cost you anything to book with Erica. You will save money if you book with Erica or a travel agent. If you've got a travel agent in your life and you want to use them, for sure. Yeah. But Erica is on Facebook at Erica Murphy Magic Expeditions. Email her directly, E-R-I-K-A, erica@magicexpeditions.com. And you will work with them. You have helped me significantly, and so many of my family and friends.
Yeah.
And everybody just loves you. And I want people to understand that Erica is a huge asset to have on your team when it comes to doing this stuff. And having talked to some people in my life who didn't use a travel agent, I mean, the heartbreak that has, you know, some lifelong family friends of mine who had three generations of family going on this trip, didn't use a travel agent and were staying offsite and had to piece so many different things together.
Yeah.
It's so sad and heartbreaking. And they closed Disney World. They were supposed to leave the next day, and that's the day they closed Disney World.
Yeah.
Ugh. It makes my stomach turn just thinking about it for them. And I know, did you, were you able to set them up with anything? You still talking with them or?
No, I mean, decisions? Yeah, they want to stay off site just because there's so many of them. You know, we worked some situations out or whatever. And even with the free dining, they still wanted to be in a, there were so many of them. They wanted to get a house. So Disney doesn't really have any houses. There's villas and stuff that we could look into and, you know, do more on that side. But they wanted the house with their own swimming pool kind of feel, you know, and Disney doesn't really have anything like that. But that's
the thing, too, of what you can do, though, is you can look at people's scenarios and be honest with them and say, like, here are different ways that you can achieve what you're trying to do. But the honesty part of it is very important, that you're going to be able to give them the best option for them, and people are going to know that you're not taking advantage of them at all, that you're doing what's best for them.
Well, and my job is, you know, my goal is to get you to Disney with whatever way works for your family. So if that means staying in a tent in Wilderness Lodge, or that means staying off site or staying in the Polynesian, whatever works for your family, my job is to listen to what your needs are and supply you with all the information that I can. So for her situation, you know, listening to what they had, showing even with the free dining, because they would have qualified for the free dining even though they weren't staying on property before, they because they had the reservation that was canceled, you know, and looking at all the options. So even with the free dining and with the new reservation, you know, it didn't make sense for their family to stay on property. So I supplied her with all the information that I could and all the different scenarios, and that's okay. I mean, that's my, and she's like, I'm sorry for wasting your time. And I'm like, I could literally talk about Disney all day, every day. So it's not, you are not wasting my time. I love this. And, you know, down the line, if you need help. And I told her, you know, when you have 13 people that are going, it's hard to coordinate fast passes and reservations and all of that. So if you need help or have any questions, just call me and I'm happy to do that, you know, to go through and be that, because I know. She was like, when it, right after it happened, I had reached out to her and she was like, I can't even think about this right now. I need to just go somewhere and I need to just walk away. And I'm like, okay, like I'm here whenever you need me, whatever capacity that may be. If you want to vent or you want to cry, I can certainly do that too. But you know, I just because I do Disney a certain way, you do a Disney a different way. Everybody does it different. So it's my job to really just supply the information and help you make the decision that works best for your family, whether or not it's something that I'm always an advocate for staying on property just because of the convenience and the time. I want to take a Skyliner and be back in my room in 10 minutes, but that's my preference. If you're okay with being there from roped off to fireworks and not going back to your room, then great. Like, let's save the extra money. Let's, you know, let's figure out how you guys do it. So, that's one of the best things, is just kind of figuring out what makes, and then having that little bit of magic to kind of help them figure out what's their best trip.
And you know, to reiterate, what we are dealing with right now is unprecedented, and so many things that people are handling in their lives right now. When you're dealing with somebody and it becomes a frustration to you, it's easy to get mad at the person who you're dealing with. Like if you're calling Disney and you're trying to handle a situation, but the people at Disney have never dealt with this before. You know, again, this is nobody's fault, and it's going to require a huge social effort to get past this, an enormous amount of compassion for everybody who's dealing with this. I saw one of the news stories I just saw lately about Disney that made me really sad, is that they canceled the fall college program that they had canceled, I think. And it's just like, so many people are suffering right now because of this, because they have jobs and don't have jobs right now at Disney. And it's like, yeah, you want to be there so that you can enjoy your vacation and so you can enjoy your Dole Whip and your Ohana dinner and your, you know, hoop-de-doo dinner with your family and everything. But at the same time, there are people who want to be at Disney World too because they work there and they can't, and they're frustrated about it just like we are. So, you know, I would say a lot of hope, a lot of prayer for me specifically, and I know you're a praying person too, Erica, but just that we can get together, like get through all of this as quickly as possible with the least amount of you know, collateral damage to our health, our public health, but also to the economic situation that is going to have an impact as well on how people are able to travel. Yeah. And having somebody in your corner like Erica is so, you get such an advantage for no additional cost. I cannot stress it enough. No additional cost to you to use Erica's services, and you will save money because when the good promo comes out, she will grab it for you. Mm-hmm. And it's a very happy day when you get to open your email and it's like, hey, save you $200 or $1,000 or something like that. I remember when you got us free dining for our last family trip, and it was a very, very exciting to find that out. So
that's one of the client that saved so much money going this fall. I like texted her and was like, can you talk? And she was like, I'm at work. She works at a doctor's office. And I'm like, clearly you've got other things going on.
But I really care of coronavirus. You're like, hold on, I got to talk about Disney right now.
Well, I mean, she works at a chiropractor. So she's like, it's not that bad. But, but I'm too excited. Like it was, because when I was talking to the cast member at Disney and she was giving me the prices, I was like, wait a minute, is this right? Like, did we miss something? Like Memory Maker, everything? And she's like, yeah, it's just, you know, that they had spring break pricing and now it's the fall. And I'm like, we saved them so much money. And
how much money did you save them?
$1,700 for a family of four.
And the trip is the same, just different time.
The exact same trip.
$1,700 is a whole nother trip.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
So I was so excited to call her. She's like, can you give me 10 minutes? I'm like, really? I can text this to you. It's not, I'm just really, really excited.
I just want to talk to you.
But I do, you know, you mentioned, I think that everything happens for a reason. And, you know, I was furloughed at work and it was a very sad and scary day, as well as the hundreds of thousands of people that have been in this situation for, you know, the last 2 weeks. It's been very humbling. I never in my entire career ever thought that I would be where I am, but I know that everything happens for a reason. And I am so grateful that I have this, you know, Disney, it's been such a huge part of my life. And even though you're like, well, Erica, people aren't traveling right now, like that can't be great for you either. Yeah. They will. And it has given me the time to help these people. So I mentioned I was on hold for 8 hours the other day. I now have the time to do that. I now have, you know, whereas before I'd be like, oh my gosh, I can't call until 6 o'clock at night, or I'll get to that quote at 6 o'clock at night. Now the only thing, I mean, I have my little son here who has been, amazing. And again, like every silver lining, he crawled for the first time last week and it was like,
and you got to see it.
Amazing thing. And I got to see it and it was wonderful. So now I have the time to be with my family and do these things and, to be this advocate for people. Cause you know, like the person that saved all this money, she's an essential worker. She's working every day. She would not have been able to sit on hold and call and make these changes. So the fact that I was able to do that for her and then call her with the good news on top of that,
it's a blessing. Sure. Yeah. You're being a blessing to other people. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening today. This was our opportunity to get this all out. I'm saying that we're not going to do this for the next episodes that we do here on the Pixie Dust podcast. We're going to try to do three of these a week now that we've got this set up here at our respective homes, so that we can continue the Disney World conversation with you. And I would really, really be grateful if you have somebody in your life who likes Disney World and wants to be a part of this discussion, to do two things. Subscribe to the podcast. You can subscribe to us at radio.com. It's an app you can download on your phone. Just search Pixie Dust Podcast and you can subscribe to us and you'll get all of the latest episodes as we continue to upload them. Or on iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts, you can find us, Pixie Dust Podcast. And the second thing that I would ask you to do is go into Facebook and like Erica's Facebook page. It's Erica Murphy, Magic Expeditions. Like the Facebook page. And folks you can message her through that. You can also email her. If you're not a Facebooker, go to erica@magicexpeditions.com. That's erica@magicexpeditions.com. And seriously, I promise you, if you have a question to ask her, you will not have a hard sell. But maybe she should start working the hard sell a little bit more. Maybe you need to be a hustler, baby.
Yeah. But I do that in my day job. This is my fun job.
Yeah, right. This is a fun job. This is where you get to have conversations and maybe make a little bit of money along the way. But if you're going to go to Disney World and you don't use a travel agent, I don't know. I just don't know why anybody would do that. I still use one, and I would encourage you to do that as well. And if you were taking my recommendation, go with Erica. So go like her Facebook page, Erica Murphy or Erica Murphy Magic Expeditions on Facebook, and email her erica@magicexpeditions.com. Erica, it's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, you too. I can't wait to do the next one.
Yep. All right. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.